Welcome to Fans of the Forge, Season 5, Episode 9 Recap, The Navaja. So, our four contestants on this episode are Christoph, who has 30 years experience, and he's not really sure how old he is. He says, what year are we?
I gotta say, I do sympathize with the guy, not because he has a very similar name to me, but I do find myself sometimes wondering, how old am I? What year is what's going on? What time is it? What day is it? That sort of thing.
He's, what was he, 50, I think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Likeable guy. Seems like he's, you know, kind of loose and cool. Then we have Brandon, who's got 6 years experience, who wanted to redeem all the Brandons of the world because there was some older episode where another Brandon cried, and that just didn't sit well with him. So now he's trying to right that somehow by not crying. He vowed not to cry in this episode. Then we have Wade, who has 17 years experience. Possible beard brother?
Oh, my God. I didn't even think about the fact that he was my beard brother. I must have subconsciously picked him as a beard brother because that was my pick for the episode.
Wow. Look at you. And then we have Matthew, who's only has 6 years experience. Who is my pick and my underdog pick, but also Teresa's underdog and Chris's underdog.
So big underdog here. And then
I had picked Brandon. I put it in the wrong spot.
Oh, you picked Brandon?
I did.
Oh, that's right.
Brandon. Oh, shit. Wow.
Yeah.
We'll see how that works out later. So in round one. We are not on the set like we normally are.
Oh, it was a very special episode.
Very special. They are in...
After school special.
They're at a quarry, and they have to make a weapon using coal forges, and they have to use either a round bar or some great material that's on site at the quarry. And the blade has to be 12 to 14 inches long, not to exceed 22 inches, and they have 4 hours to make their blades with no design time. And, well, they also didn't have any power tools.
Right.
They just had hammers.
They had to cut it off the wall.
Harvest the grate that's, like, buried, kind of in the ground, kind of exposed.
Mm-hmm.
So Brandon goes... And he cuts down some round bar for everyone. It's just kind of along this wall, braced there. He cuts it out, gets everyone a piece. And then he has trouble starting his coal in his forge because he's never used it before. Mm-hmm. And he's sitting there kind of like a dumbass for like an hour. Right? Just sitting there, like just trying.
Yeah.
And it was kind of sad, like. You know, it's not like no one's, you know, he helped everyone get their metal for him, and he's sitting there for an hour trying to get this thing going. Finally, Wade turns to him and is like, just, you know, open up your paper a little bit so it can burn, and then that's all I needed.
Yep.
So I guess Brandon doesn't make fires ever, especially in coal forges.
Just leave it to a guy like a beard bro, like my Wade, to just be so helpful and give him the influence and the assistance he needed to get that fire started.
To fire it up.
Yeah.
Matt's a pro at the coal forge. He's got his thing going right away, ripping. And then Christoph pulls out this giant, like...
They call it Thor's hammer.
Thor's hammer.
Yeah.
To, you know, pound his blade out.
But meanwhile, he is... Like skinnier than you, I would say. Like he's a pretty
kind of a feeble old man, although not that feeble. But you know, and then he didn't really have a design in mind for his blade. He's like, well, I don't really know. I just kind of let it come together as I hammer it out. And he's just walloping this thing, and he kind of ran out of steam. Took a little break, and then once he came back, he started like just kicking ass and. You know, forging it out. They didn't really show much of him after that, but and then Brandon broke his blade, and so did Wade. And there's a lot of, for Brandon, there's a lot of just hammering on cold steel. He never really got his metal up to temperature to forge it and hammer it out.
Well, it broke because they had overheated it first.
Yeah, they burned
that's
the steel.
Why it broke, but then he's
and
just,
then he like overcorrected with it, and he didn't let just, it get hot enough.
Yeah, I mean, he's just kind of... He's either too hot or too cold with it. Then it didn't work out for him, but he did turn out something. And I guess that's
pretty that was much, it.
Yeah, that's about it. And then it goes to the judges at that point after 4 hours. And so Christoph had kind of a questionable length. And then, of course, you know, we've got Dave Baker, you know, Mr. Dapper, with his little chain. You know, and every episode's got like a pocket watch. Well, it's not a pocket watch. It's a freaking tape measure. He pulls it out. Oh, let me just pull out my handy dandy tape measure and just, whoop. Okay, the blade's good.
It was slick.
Very slick. Gotta say, Matt had some cracks on his spine. I think it was just two. Brandon's blade had cracks kind of all over it. It
didn't look too good.
And Wade's blade was pretty good. And so, unfortunately, Brandon got the boot.
But he didn't cry.
He looked like he wanted to.
But he didn't cry.
But he didn't.
Not in front of anyone.
Yeah, like as soon as he was off camera, who knows what happened. Yeah. But sorry, Brandon, you're out.
Redeemed the Brandons a little bit.
And so Teresa's pick.
Out.
Gone.
Apparently I'm not good at this.
Moving on. Round two. They had to add handles to their... knives. There was no particular extra specs that they had to work to, so they each had their own little methods to go about this. Christoph, when picking his material for the handle, just walked around and started smelling the different materials, right, and taking big old whiffs of each one to see if it smelled good to him, I guess.
Whatever works.
And then Wade, oh, my beard brother, what are you doing? He went with the burning on method for the handle.
I couldn't watch. They had
it
just looked like it was going to give, and he was going to go face first onto the tang. And
not only did the judges not like burnt on handles, but the way he was doing it was, I mean, he just...
Seems so super dangerous.
Shoving his block of wood onto his knife, and then at any point, if it breaks apart, He's
holding
on to hot steel.
And then
he flipped it around and was holding the blade of the knife to push down on the block. Like, Wade, brother, why?
Wrap your thing in a towel.
Safety first.
So many options you could have done there. But anyway.
But he got it on there.
And then it came down to Matt, who had to grind out the cracks that he had. Mm-hmm. And he was concerned because those cracks were... in the spine of the blade itself, where the strength really matters. Like, not necessarily where the blade edge is, where it would be doing the cutting, but he was more concerned about that crack propagating through the blade when it was hit on something because of where it was located. So he was able to grind the cracks out mostly, but he wasn't 100% sure if they all came out. And they moved on to testing, and Wade was actually counting on the fact that Matt wasn't able to possibly get those cracks out of the blade, and he was hoping that it would break during testing so that he wouldn't even have to worry about going through the final test, which that was not a good strategy. Yeah. Never, ever hope that they're going to
count on someone else's failure.
So many times so far, we've watched these episodes, and we've seen people that have had what looked like subpar blades end up going into the testing and, like, demolishing it. And then these awesome-looking great blades that go in, and they shatter after, like, two hits. So you can't just hope that some possible defect is going to happen. It was not a good move. But anyway, the testing was the tile chop. So literally, they had slate tiles that... They laid the knife down the edge on the tile, and then Ben had a wooden mallet of sorts, and he hit down on it twice. And after two hits, they all passed, although Christoph's did sustain a minor roll at the bottom of the knife edge. And there was a gap in Wade's handle, and they don't specify if that happened during the test, or if it had been like that prior to the test. But to me, when you saw it before the test, it didn't seem like there was anything wrong with it. He had gotten it to fit properly, and it was after the fact that was when Ben pointed out that it seemed like there was a little bit of a gap right. that had kind of formed there, so that maybe the burn-in method didn't work as well as he had hoped it would. And then the second test was the conveyor belt slice, and only one of them was able to cut through it. That was Matt. The other two, they nicked it, but they couldn't really, it wasn't sharp enough. They both had not spent enough time sharpening their blades. And so when it got down to the final judging, because Christoph had had some minor damage to the blade itself during the first test, he got the boot, and he was gone. And then we moved on to round three.
Where they go to their home forges to build the Spanish Navaja. It was a blade in the 1600s, and it's basically like a giant slow switchblade. It needed to be folding and have at least three ratchet points for a locking mechanism. And the edge needed to be fully protected when it was shut. So as they went home, Matt had a Joey impression from Full House. You are better at this.
He wanted to cut it out.
Cut it out.
Which, yeah, get rid of a... He had a blister at forearms.
Oh, that's what it was.
It was the blister. That's right.
It was metal.
And so he had to cut it out.
Wade was using a cable, and he was using a power hammer to get all that together, which then broke.
Well, the cable itself was 750 strands, so it was a stranded wire cable. And I still do not understand why he chose to use a cable like that. Like, having that many individual strands, I feel like when you're going to weld and do your final, like, hammering to make your billet for the knife, it's just going to add that much more of a chance that these things are going to have gaps, like possible cracks.
He had a Damascus pattern, though. Did that...
Well, he did work...
Was it the cable that did that?
Well, it was partially because he ground the particular, I think it was the ladder. Was it a ladder-style Damascus?
I think he was going for a ladder in that.
Where you have to grind out grooves through it to get the Damascus pattern to go through. And that was what he was hoping would be basically the strengthening aspect of it, was that he was adding this extra Damascus pattern that when you welded right. it down and then hammered it out, I guess the... using the wire that must
I wonder if that wired it. Might put some of that pattern in it
yeah
because of its construction it you know it spirals mm-hmm. and you know it's like rope it's got a you know kind of a gap in there so that kind of creates a Damascus-ish you know look to it
yeah
as you compress it so I mean there's something to it like there's a reason why it's used I have to say, you know, if it was a horrible choice of material to make a blade out of, then it wouldn't be used at all. And they've used it on the show, too. So if you do it right, then I would say that
it's fine.
There's something to it.
Yeah.
There's, you know, so it's not a bad material. And it's probably got to be high carbon and strong mm-hmm. enough. So,
yeah.
And
so, yeah. Chalk up our confusion to our own ignorance on that one.
We don't know.
And last note that we really had was that they both had coal forges.
Which yeah.
I guess was helpful earlier on. Yeah. So then they come back for their testing after their 5 days. The first one was a deer carcass kill test.
Which, I mean, just surprised me. Like every right. test that we've seen so far has been a pig.
Wild
or
boar.
Or like a wild boar or fish.
Yeah. Fish.
But, and so I guess it makes sense that they maybe would do another wild game animal as a kill test. But it was just like, oh, that's a yeah. that's a deer.
Yep.
It's a deer. Let's go chop that up.
And they did. And they did pretty well. Matt had made a little rattlesnake tail to go on the end of his as like a decoration, which promptly fell off. But it wasn't, you know, detrimental to any of the important parts of the blade. So they were just like, yeah, this came off, but that's okay. You passed. We're good. And Wade's cut it clean in half. Yeah. So, yeah, he did really well. But his blade was wobbly where the ratchets were. It was kind of going back and forth a little bit. So when they went to do the bamboo test, where they do 5 strikes onto bamboo shoots that are stacked on top of each other, mm-hmm. Matt did pretty well. He got through 2 shoots. And then Wade's, because of that loosening, was it Ben that was doing the test?
Yes.
Yes. Yep. He stopped after the third strike because he felt that it was too loose, it wasn't safe, and then Wade was disqualified.
Well, it had actually broken the handle, too.
Oh, that's right.
Part of the
scales came apart.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Of the handle. So it was like hardly anything holding the blade on any more than just the mechanism and these thin metal plates. So
yeah, and the mechanism had already been rickety and ratchety, right. not as strong as they needed it to be. So we had to bid adieu to my beard brother. And I'm wondering, has any of my beard brothers won one of these yet? I don't think so, at least not in our wrap-ups.
Yeah.
So
I mean, we're only a couple episodes.
Maybe next time, beard brothers. Get it together.
Not pick the beard brothers.
Don't cry.
I'm telling
just
you.
Don't cry.
I'm not crying.
Yet. Off screen.
Right. After I leave, he'll be crying.
So that was the episode. We ended up having... Wait, who won? Who was the last
guy? I got the big win.
Yeah.
Both my picks are Matt.
Yeah.
We all had him as underdog, but you also had him as your pick.
Yeah, that's right. So Matthew won, and Sean's got...
More
least,
points.
Well, at least say the underdog pick is 2 points, and then the regular pick is 1 point. So that's like a 3 point win
Three points.
That's pretty good. Yeah. So I'm gonna have to start tallying up who won what episode, I guess, and keeping track as we go through. Maybe adding a little leaderboard to the end of each episode.
Yeah,
that'd be neat.
Here we go. I get the gold star this time.
Yep, that's the gold star right there.
Two thumbs up.
So. That's the episode. Again, it was the Season 5, Episode 9 of Forged in Fire, the Spanish Navaja. And thank you for watching. Please subscribe to the channel if you love Forged in Fire and our wrap-ups and our discussion. If you like what we have to say, great. If you don't, too bad. Let us know, though, in the comments if you want us to check other stuff out or talk about other things. Thanks again for watching, and we'll catch you in the next video.
See if you can find where.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, all right, is it the top half or the bottom half?
I see.
No, I'm not going to tell you.
I already found it.
What?
Yep.
Is it the top half or the bottom
half? Bottom half.
It was when Chris was talking to me, a whole bunch of stuff all at once. Are we just waiting for Sean to find it?
I'm going through all of this now.
Do we need to tell you what color it's in?
That would work too.
Green.
I just went through all the green. I just literally finished it. Oh, wait. Yeah, there you go. I got it.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.